This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. Terry McAuliffe is a candidate for governor. He wants the Democratic nomination to run against Bob McDonald. The primary opens tomorrow at 6 a.m., just under 13 hours from now. Terry, good afternoon, sir.
Coy, great to be with you.
Absolutely. So give us an update on the campaign.
Well, we're excited. We've got about, 14 hours to go. Polls will be open. We've had a great weekend. We've had about close to 6,000 volunteers on the streets. I apologize to all your listeners. Over the 4 days, we'll have made a million phone calls and knocked out about 83,000 doors. So, you know, now is the point. Listen, Clay, all that matters now is getting your vote out. And tomorrow morning, we got to start getting all of our folks to the polls, and we're excited.
Absolutely. Terry, now you've shared this information with us before, but here before the primary, it's a good opportune time. Remind us again of your story, a little bit about your background, your family, your work history, that kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. Started my first business when I was 14 years old, wanted to go to college, going to have to pay for it myself. Have been in a variety of businesses, was one of the youngest bank chairmen ever at the age of 30, have taken over large and small companies, fixed them up. I think what we need in the next governor, Clay, is someone who's going to come in sort of like Mark Warner with a business background, hasn't been caught up in a lot of the partisan battles going on down in Richmond with, you know, some big new ideas, alternative energy, building wind farms, biomass, biodiesel, solar. As you know, the League of Conservation Voters endorsed me. Most of the unions, all the big ones, have endorsed me because I'm focused on job creation. When we got more jobs, we got revenue, then I can deal with education, the horrible transportation mess, deal with all the education issues. So my argument is, Coy, let's shake it up. We got to have someone with some big, bold ideas, and I can beat Bob McDonald.
And how do you beat Bob McDonald, assuming you win tomorrow?
Well, listen, I would be able to go toe-to-toe with them on the resources. As you know, the RNC and the RJ have put $4 million in. We have built a massive grassroots operation. And listen, I would have a big contrast. Joey ran against Cree a couple years ago. He beat Cree. You know, he beat him on gas tax and other issues. If they wouldn't have those kind of similarity on issues and contrast with me, it would be about job creation. I could stand on the stage and say, I've created thousands of jobs. Bob, you haven't. Bob, you've been part of this problem in Richmond. You voted against Mark Warner's budget reforms. You've worked against Governor Kane on transportation reforms. You didn't want the stimulus money. So I think, you know, I will be able to draw a very distinct contrast.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The statewide primary is tomorrow. And the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Terry, give us a call, 977-1070. Terry, take a moment to underscore from your perspective, the key differences between you and Brian Moran and Cree Deeds, the differences that you want people to keep in mind tomorrow.
I think the biggest issue is I come from a business background. I'm the only one in the group that literally has created thousands of jobs. I would come to the job with a business executive background, and I just haven't been part of all the problems that, you know, all the partisan bickering. We're 49th out of 50 on Medicaid spending. We're 37th out of 50 states on per pupil spending. We're 31st on teacher pay out of 50 states. We just got an F on college affordability the other day from the National Council of Higher Ed. So my argument is, let's get someone in there with some new, big, bold, fresh ideas. I've done business around the world. I want to use those relationships to bring in solar deals, biomass deals. I want to build wind farms off the coast of Virginia Beach. I'm the only candidate, Coy, who said, I will not take a check from Dominion Power. I won't take it because I want a mandatory renewable energy standard. They have fought that with the House, with the General Assembly. And I'm the one who said, shut down every predatory lending store. I'm the only one that's called for total ethics reform. No more lobbyist gifts to legislators or members of the governor's office. We need sort of a bold, new, fresh approach, and I'm different. I'm from the outside, and I think we need to shake it up. Similar to what Mark Warner did, and Governor Kane, as you know, didn't come from the legislature. He had an executive background as the mayor of Richmond.
Charlottesville is talking to Terry McAuliffe this afternoon. Join the conversation at 977-1070. Carl is online, too. Carl, you're on with Terry. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. I'd like to ask a question on the wind farm that you are advertising where it would be off the coast of Virginia. How long would it take on the amount of energy that's generated to pay for a wind farm out where you're going to have a long feed into the grid for the power, so you're going to have underground or underwater copper wire. And the second thing is, would it pose a hazard to marine traffic and or a visual hazard to coast of Virginia, so that when you look out on the coast, instead of seeing water, you'd see a wind farm?
Now, those are both very good questions. Number one, you could put these, they'd go as far out as 50 miles out. We have relatively shallow water out there, about 150 feet. We have constant wind there. We're north of the hurricanes, so it's a perfect place. Delaware is just about to start a wind farm in the ocean. Rhode Island, Massachusetts, right behind. We could use half the existing wind farm wind capacity today, half, and light up every home in Virginia. The largest electrical substation on the entire East Coast is right there in Virginia Beach, so it's very simple to connect it up to the grid. You obviously would work with the Department of Navy. You would obviously work with NASA and Wallops Island and all that. But that far out, doing navigating the navigational lanes is not a difficult thing to do with the wind farms. As I say, other states are going to do it very quickly. We need to do it because it's going to provide clean energy for us. It's a constant wind, and you literally within a year would recoup the expenses on these wind farms. And you could put 400 turbines out there, literally light up every home in Virginia.
Carl, thanks for the question. And just to underscore something, sitting on the beach at Virginia Beach, you wouldn't see these things, right, Terry?
No, they're so far out. Absolutely not.
Right. And Virginia really has an opportunity there to sort of be the leader for the nation when it comes
right.
to these offshore wind farms, which, for folks who don't know, they're very common in parts of Europe to have these things out in the ocean. Yeah.
And I've been involved investing them in Europe. I understand this business very well. They're all over Europe. They're providing so much electrical generation. But, you know, my point, Coy, is we're falling behind other states. And here's the problem. If we don't get a mandatory renewable energy standard, we are going to lose out what I believe are what you call sustainable jobs for the next 50 or 100 years, green jobs, alternative energy. Those jobs are going to other states. I mean, just the other day, Arkansas got a $1 billion investment from a Dutch company to come in and start building wind blades and towers. Tennessee just got a $1 billion investment from a German company to build the hydropure crystals for solar panels. Pennsylvania just did a deal with Gamesa, the large turbine maker for wind farms in Pennsylvania, to produce all these new jobs because they had a 10% mandatory wind standard they put in. We've got to start doing that. So we have the wind. We just don't have the mandatory standard that we need, and we're going to lose it. It's about jobs, Coy, for the future, employing our children and building a sustainable employment base for the future.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The statewide primary is tomorrow. And the phone lines are open if you've got a question for Terry at 977-1070. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I know he'd like to hear from you. Terry, the nation is watching Virginia this year, and New Jersey is the only two states that have these statewide elections. Comment, if you can, on the significance of the election this year in Virginia.
Well, Virginia has such significance. John Corzine running for re-election up there in New Jersey, the Democratic incumbent governor. Virginia is unique because President Obama carried the state, as you know, as a Democrat for the first time in 44 years. We picked up three new Democratic members of Congress, including Tom Perriello in your district, Coy, there. So the Republicans want to use Virginia. They want to look at last year sort of as a fluke, and they say that this will be the beginning of their comeback for 2010 and then 2012. So President Obama, this is very important to President Obama to win the state this year. In addition, as you know, our Governor Kane is now the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. The chairman of the Republican Party was here the other day and said they're going to throw the kitchen sink into this race. The Republican Governors Association and the Republican National Committee, as I say, have already put $4 million. That is the most and the earliest they have ever put into a race like this, Coy. So the significance of this is important. Republicans hope to use this as the beginning of their comeback, and the Democrats want to show that this is indeed President Obama's victory was not a fluke. It's where Virginia is today.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. Terry, a lot of folks who may not know much about your platform and may not have visited your website, A lot of folks think, well, you know, he's just moved here. He hasn't been involved in Virginia politics, hasn't paid his dues in Virginia. He's a carpetbagger. What do you say to those folks? Because we get calls like that sometimes. What's your response?
Sure. Well, Dorothy and I have lived here for nearly 20 years. We have been now raising 5 children. Our oldest is 18. Our youngest is 7. You can't be here that long. And as you know, I mean, Governor Warner wasn't born here. Governor Kane wasn't born here. Brian Moran wasn't born here. Bob McDonald wasn't born here. George Allen wasn't born here. So, I mean, the issue is who's got the best ideas? And I would make the argument, Coy, that the experiences I've had at the national and international level to use those contacts, that's what you want in a governor in a very tough economy, the worst economy we've seen since the Depression, to have a governor come in with a lot of contacts and a lot of experience and experience of creating jobs, to come in and jumpstart our economy. We cut our budget 4 times this year, and we just found out the other day we're going to have to cut it again, another $250 million. And listen, people are hurting. As I travel all over Virginia, I went down to Spotsylvania the other day, and the GM plant was notified last week that they were going to shut the factory down. And I went and spoke to the employees. I went into that conference room, and to look at all these employees who have been with this company now for 25 years, no retirement benefits, no health benefits going forward, because you have to have been with the company for 30 years, they're looking at me saying, what are you going to do, Terry, to help me? Why can't we put a solar facility in the GM plant? But we've got to start doing it now. So my argument is, I've been here. This is where my children, your heart is where your treasures are, which are our children. And I just think, listen, I've been here. You can't not understand traffic and issues in Virginia living in the state for nearly 20 years.
So we're talking with Terry McAuliffe, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The primary is tomorrow. Terry, if you can, if you do win in November, yeah, and you take office next year, clearly one of the priorities will be budget issues and just affording the things that government does, public safety and transportation and schools. That's going to be an absolute front burner. You've said, well, if we get jobs, more people working, we can build the budget. Can you flesh that out for us? How do you deal with that? Because no matter who wins in November, that's going to be the key issue in 2010 in Richmond is the budget.
Well, no question. Listen, just last month we had 45 companies lay off over 50 people each. If you go down to Richmond today, they've lost like 15,000 jobs in the last 7 weeks between Commanda Plant, which was like 6,000 or 7,000, Circuit City, Wachovia. So you're right, there's tremendous job losses, and the loss of those taxpayers is just going to have a multiplier effect going forward. But listen, there's things we can do right off the bat, Coy. Number one, I call for high-speed rail from Northern Virginia to Richmond to Hampton Roads. It would cost about $1.3 billion. It would create 176,000 jobs. But you know what? We ought to build the rail cars and the rail here in Virginia. That could all be paid for with federal money. President Obama has just got committed about $9.3 billion is sitting there. Let's go get $1.3 billion for the high-speed rail. But I make the argument we need to spend money to make money. We haven't been successful in a lot of what you call mega projects. We didn't bid on the big BMW deal, ThyssenKrupp, International Paper, Kia, Toyota. We lost these deals to 6 southern states. Let's invest, bring those businesses here, and create thousands of new taxpayers here in Virginia. But you're right, the budget's a big deal, but we can't put our head in the sand and just hope it's going to go away. We got to have a real plan. I'm the only one with a business plan up on my website, 135 pages, of very specific detail what I would do to jumpstart our economy. The first chapter is all about alternative energy. The second chapter is all about job creation. Chapter 3, I talk about home ownership, retirement issues. Chapter 4 is all about education. And Chapter 5 is transportation. And Chapter 6 is how we'll pay for it. I think it's important that your listeners go and look at it. I mean, if you're going to vote for someone for governor, you ought to understand exactly what he stands for. And you don't have to have questions, Coy, about me. I lay it all out in black and white.
The website is terrymcauliffe.com. There's a lot of information there. Terry, before we let you go, final question. When voters step into the voting booth tomorrow and close that curtain behind them, what is it you'd like them to keep in mind?
That there's one guy in the race who will come at this job, and I've already said, Coy, I'm going to donate my salary to charity. I can't take the salary. We have so many people unemployed in the state. You're going to have a guy that has come in, with a fresh, new, bold approach, who can beat Bob McDonald in the general election, who's the only guy who's created thousands of jobs, and he'll bring that passion for job creation, energy, new ideas to the governorship and get us, make us number one in the country.
He is Terry McAuliffe, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The polls open at 6 a.m. tomorrow. They close at 7. Terry, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.